Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory-smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Ohenya. Meet Conan and Sona.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Ohenya. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Oh, my God. Right off the bat.
Yeah.
You did.
Yes. Well, very nice to see you, Ohenya. I'm going to put a little huh there. Do you like that? Do you like Ohenya?
That was going to be my trick to teach you, you know, like hummus or just like the Hebrew way of pronouncing things.
I am fluent in Spanish, as you probably have heard.
Well, there goes my opportunity to teach you Spanish.
No, I could always,
fluent already.
I could always get better because I'm far from fluent. So I'm told I have a fine accent. So, you know, we'll discover that ourselves. Yes. Ohenya, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you right now?
Well, I'm in Cordoba, Argentina. That's the second largest city.
So beautiful.
That's so nice.
Listen, let me say that. Cordoba, Argentina. Cordoba. Cordoba.
Yes.
That's where I think.
Cordoba.
Cordoba. Yes. Oh, Cordoba. Cordoba. No, I swear to God, I feel like if I had grown up in Cordoba, I would have many lovers. Because, you know, just saying Cordoba fills me with passion.
Well, yes. And there's two cities called Cordoba. There's one here and one in Spain. I haven't been to that one, but I'm sure mine is better.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I've heard terrible things about
it. Sure.
And they just say Cordoba, Spain. That's how it's pronounced there. But you are Cordoba, Argentina. I love it. I just absolutely love it. Tell me, what's it like there? What's it like in Cordoba?
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful weather. It doesn't get too cold. I mean, the coldest it gets in the winter, I would say it would be like a crisp fall day in New York.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Summers get really, really hot. Like the hottest days we've had, I think it would be like the high 90s. I would say, because I have to do the conversion that I can't do math, really.
That's okay.
But it's a beautiful city. It's the second largest city. So it's not as big as Buenos Aires, but it's big enough. We have everything. And it's a big student city because we have a lot of colleges here. So people from all over the country and from other places in Latin America come to school here.
So you're saying that Cordoba gets very hot and it's filled with young people.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm just saying.
Hot and sweaty.
I'm sorry.
Hot and sweaty.
I'm extrapolating.
In your mind, this entire city is like a late night foam party rave.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But I'm just, tell me if I'm wrong. And Ohenya, my friends will tell you I am not perverted in any way.
No,
we won't say that.
Please, we'll edit that out. But my point is that young people must be taking their clothes off all the time and walking around in very revealing.
But you're not a pervert.
No.
Just give Ohenya a chance to talk. Yes, Ohenya.
If the mood strikes.
Yes,
if the mood strikes.
And also probably a culture that isn't ashamed of their bodies. A culture that's very comfortable.
Just look at your posture right now. This is how high your shoulders are.
I became Mr. Burns.
I know.
Exactly. I'll do you one better, like one more detail to this scenario you're correctly building, I would say. We drink mate, which is like a very hot beverage, and we drink it all year long. So it doesn't matter if it's like 100 degrees, we have a hot beverage, which makes everybody hotter, I would say, probably.
Yes. Incredible. So do you have a beach there in Cordoba? Are you on the ocean or there's no beach?
No, Oh. There's no beach. We're smack in the middle.
Okay, so no need beaches. To wear a bathing suit, I suppose.
But we have tons of rivers. Tons of rivers.
Rivers?
They're like 20 minutes away.
Okay.
20 minutes away. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe I'll put on my Speedo and go down to the river.
Yeah. Do some tubing.
Yeah. I'll do some sexy.
You won't stand out tubing. At all.
Yeah. You'll blend in with the Argentinians.
Yeah.
Ohania, please tell me. You brought it up, so I think I'm allowed to ask. Ohania, how would I blend in? And would I blend in at all? And be honest, in Argentina.
I'll give you one clear example. I dated an American guy, and he came to live here for like a year and a half. And he is a ginger and very, very white. Mm-hmm. You might relate to that.
Yes.
He wasn't as tall as you, but everybody knew he was a gringo, you know?
Yeah.
Or a yank. We call them Yankees. I don't know why, but everybody that's American, people call them junkies, which junkies. Sounds different.
Do you think I'd have any chance of convincing them that, no, I am from Córdoba. My name is Conando. Is there any way that I would be able to convince them, do you think? Or it just wouldn't work?
I think so, because you know, Argentinians are a mix of many, many different cultures. Yes. So there's not like one stereotypical Argentinian. But I think that you're a star, man. People know who you are.
Thank you.
I think with your growing accent or lack thereof, and your beautiful Argentinian. If you learn Argentinian Spanish, which is a different type of Spanish, sort of a little bit, and you have a mate and you just like walk around with a mate, I think you could blend in. Definitely.
Yeah, no shirt.
Oh.
But you've probably got to change like your like comfort with your naked body.
I know I am very uptight, but I think if I could come down to Córdoba, I believe, and have some mate and wander around without my shirt on, I think, and convince myself that I'm Argentinian. I mean, you could tell people, he is Argentinian. He's just quite ill.
I'll vouch for you. No questions asked.
He doesn't have enough platelets.
I'll vouch for you.
People are already doing that for you here in the States, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. I get that here, but we really have to ramp it up. Like, he's missing several organs. He doesn't have long to live. This is his make-a-wish.
It could work because I live like in a hospital area. There's like five hospitals around.
Perfect.
So like it could work with our alibi.
You could get me an IV and I could walk around with it and go, I am from Córdoba. I'm not well.
I'm waiting on a melanin transplant.
You're merging from like the
I've been
accent,
in a coma
the correct
for 15
accent
years.
To a vampire accent.
Yes, you're doing
to a vampire accent.
Hey, I have a question for you. Your English is superb. How did you learn English? Did you learn it in school?
Oh, it's a funny story. Okay. No, I didn't. I learned when I was a kid without really knowing by watching television. Oh. My brother was going to an exchange student program in the US, and then the host family called the day before and my mom didn't speak any English, and I walked through the door and I had like, I don't know, maybe a few English classes for school, which is basically nothing, honestly. And then I just picked up the phone and started talking. And that's how we all realized that I could speak English, including myself.
Wow.
That's incredible.
And it hasn't happened with anything else, but so I think later on, I got diagnosed with ADHD. So I believe I was hyper-focusing.
Yes.
And my parents let me watch too much television. And I watched Seinfeld and I watched Mad About You and Friends with subtitles. And I picked it up, I guess.
You know, that's fascinating because I've talked to many people in different countries and you're not the first who've said that they learned English from watching American television. Sona came.
Oh no!
No, when she came to America, she watched primarily Silver Spoons, I think, and Too Close for Comfort.
Yeah, and how did I get here?
I think on by sea. It's the only way to get here. A ship, a raft or something.
A raft or a ship? Oh, okay.
Whatever. We all strained it out. She's legal now and she learned the language. But mm-hmm. I think it's amazing that you picked that all up from, you must know episodes of Seinfeld by heart.
I loved it. I loved it. And if I had been fortunate enough to be able to watch Conan since I was a kid,
yeah.
I would have learned many more things. But on the other hand, I get to watch a lot of the things from previous years of Conan.
Good.
I don't know why I'm talking to you like you're not there, but you are.
A lot of people talk. My wife does that a lot. She says, what are we going to do about Conan? And I'm just sitting in the corner eating applesauce.
You're a prominent part of my life. I don't know if you can see.
Yeah. Look, I'm right behind you. That's so cool.
Is that a drawing?
Yes.
Did you do that drawing?
It's a hand drawing. No, my boyfriend gave me that as a birthday present.
Breakup
he had
gift?
A friend who's like, no. He knows his gift. Place. He knows he comes after Conan.
Oh, nice. I am coming to Cordoba.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority. Especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
What do you do for work?
So I was a copywriter for many years. I worked in advertising, mm-hmm. Much like Mrs. Liza Powell
yes.
O'Brien.
That's right. My wife was, when I met her, was an ad copywriter. That's right.
But then I switched careers completely. And I do operations for a poker company, for an American poker company.
Wow.
And
you really did change.
I do not know how to play poker.
So you can't play poker yourself, but you work at a poker playing company.
Oh. I mean, I had to learn the very basics of it. And then this is, it's a poker teaching company. So we have courses, very advanced courses based in math and statistics and it's really, really advanced and awesome. So I can't follow any of them. So I help everybody with like their courses, like if they're missing something, they're billing. And I help my boss, who's the chillest boss in the world. Wow. Shout out to James.
Must be nice.
So
it doesn't sound like much of a boss to me.
So yeah,
it's all that palsy wowsy. What's going on in your life? I don't want to get too personal, but I also want to know everything about you. Ohenya, you have this boyfriend. Do you guys live together?
We do not. We do not. And I have a huge house. I'm just a loner.
You have a big house?
I have a big house. That's why it might sound a little echoey here. I'm sorry. I don't have many furnitures in the office. But yeah, it's a 5-bedroom house.
Wow. You are a single... You're a single woman. You have a boyfriend, but he doesn't live with you. And you live in a 5-bedroom house?
I do. I do. He does have his own room. My boyfriend does have his own room.
Wait a minute. You said you don't live.
I do have a heart, you know. Wait,
but he doesn't live with you. He doesn't live with
you. He does not.
But he has a room that he's assigned to go to when he comes and visits.
So he doesn't stay in your room with you when he comes over.
No, because I have two dogs and they're so big and I sleep with my dogs.
Wait a minute.
I'm a loner. He likes me. He likes me as I am.
Eugenia, I'm not trying to be critical. I'm trying to help you.
I like this.
But your boyfriend comes over and this is you're young people. He's coming over to see you, but because you have dogs in a big house, you make him sleep in a separate room. That doesn't sound very romantic. And you are living in Cordoba.
I'm a catch. I'm a catch. I mean, he knows that that's the price to pay to be with me. I mean, I'm a pretty cool
otherwise.
But
he's also not with you. He's in a different room in
the
mansion.
Adjacent to you.
Yeah.
And when he's with me, he brings me Conan portraits because he knows where my priorities lie.
Nothing more erotic than that. Hey, Eugenia, okay, I'm curious. Are you going to fix up your house? Is your house going to be all fixed up?
I redid the kitchen and one of the bathrooms because this is like a three-story house. Mm-hmm. And the bottom floor is not mine. I have like the two top floors. So the bathroom had problems with the plumbing and stuff. So we had to like take it all down and build it again. And I moved here, but then I didn't decorate. I didn't bring a lot of furniture because you have to fill like a 5-bedroom house. You have to fill it. And I don't have enough furniture.
Right.
So
do you have a Conan room?
That's why it sounds so echoey.
Do you have a room that's ready?
I mean, if Conan wants to come here, he'll have his room. Definitely.
What would we tell me, Eugenia, let's say I did come visit you. What would we do?
So this is a beautiful city because it's a city. It's pretty busy, but then we're like 20 minutes away from like mountains and rivers and lakes. So it's pretty nice, either summer and winter.
I've seen mountains and lakes.
This might be interesting. Right across the street from my house, I can see it right now. There's an Armenian restaurant. So Sona, if you come,
I'll come.
Okay,
that's terrific.
Yes. Can I go?
Yeah, no, well, listen, we'll see, Sona. Well,
I'd like you to pay for me to go to Cordoba.
I'll take care of it. What I'm more interested in, and you mentioned beautiful lakes and rivers and streams, but I want to hit the clubs. I mean, you're talking about a very young city, and I would like to hit the clubs, and maybe you and your boyfriend would come along. Tell me about your boyfriend. What's he like?
He is awesome. He's 10 years younger than me. No. I am 37, so it's not like a dangerous situation. He's 27.
What do you mean? It's not a dangerous situation. Do women start killing their mate when they hit 40?
Is that what happens?
Yes.
I meant illegal. Because I might seem very young, but I'm 37.
Oh, well, 37's young, I believe. So there you go.
It is.
I mean, I'm learning so much about you. I still don't think you haven't sold me. I like you a lot. You seem like a really nice person. Okay, I accept you've got this guy in your life. And he, what's his name again?
Martin.
I'm going to call him Martin.
Martin.
Si. Martin. Martin. I must go to Cordoba and I must face Martin. I just want to know about what we would do together. And I, like I say, I want to go out and hit the nightlife. It must be a very vibrant nightlife.
Yes. So, I mean, we could hit the clubs and I will. So over the summer is really cool because the clubs open in the mountainside.
Oh.
So you're dancing up until 6 a.m. with like the mountain as one of the walls of the club, right?
That's so cool.
So that's available. I don't really do it, but I would do it for you. I mean, I'm your ride or die while we're here. but I didn't even do it when I was like 18, man. But like I will.
I didn't do anything when I was 18.
Take one for the team.
I didn't leave my room till I was 27. So I was packed in heavy cream and refrigerated. This sounds very exciting to me. Now you're selling me on this.
I don't want to hear about lakes and rivers and, oh, there's a museum. Martin will show you. No, none of that. I want clubs. I want this matcha, this special drink that we have.
Mate.
Oh, mate.
Mate.
Okay. I want mate. And I want clubs. And I want to wear very little clothing. And I want to liberate myself. I want to be a new Conan. Not the uptight Conan that came from Boston, but the Conan that lives in Cordoba, Argentina. You know, that's who I want to be. Is that too much to ask?
I like that for you.
At this late stage in my life?
No, I like that for you.
I'm 41 years old. It's time I... You don't have Wikipedia available in South America, do you? Good. So at 41, I want to really spread my wings. When I lie, my...
You have a big birthday coming up.
Oh, thanks a lot for telling everyone. Yes,
and by
42.
Wings, you mean just hanging flesh from age.
I love that my tell when I'm lying is that I drink completely out of the side of my mouth in an unnatural way. Me? Why 41? Ohania, it's been very nice talking to you. You seem like a lovely person.
Thank you.
You know, if there's any way I can ever help you, maybe I will. I do suggest that you, it's pretty drab, that color behind you. You know, it's just white. Maybe that should change.
You want to come and paint? I mean, I was going to, one of the activities that I was going to do,
no.
I was going to
come and paint. Come smart and paint.
Guy. Hey, smart
no,
guy.
No, one of the
what,
activities.
What do you want me to come? Why don't I move the furniture? I'll move a piano for you too. Now that we're at it. You just want to put me to work, don't you?
Well, I mean, I was going to teach you how to sew, but that was like you wanted to go clubbing. So I guess we'll go
maybe
clubbing.
Maybe this is like a Karate Kid thing where you have to study under her and you have to do certain chores and tasks. And then you don't realize you're ready for the club because you've been painting. But actually what you're doing is dancing.
Yes, you know? That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, that's right.
Look at that.
I'm going to be painting and I'm going to be moving furniture.
Do that again. See, that's going to crush it in the clubs. Look at that.
I'm going to be doing this. And then later on, you'll say, Conan, I'll be bitter. And I'll say, oh, Ohania, you said you'd bring me to the clubs, but all I've done is push and paint. And you'll say, Conan, now you are ready.
And who is this Argentinian?
Yes. Who is this very sick Argentinian? And I'll say, I have a high white blood cell count. And everyone in the club will be holding glow sticks. Do they have glow sticks in Cordoba?
Yeah, in the mountain clubs they do.
Yes, well, they come from the mountains. Ravy. That's where glow sticks are mined.
Yeah, they only grow at a certain elevation.
Yeah, to come and cut them at the right height. Listen, I feel like a fool, but Ohania, I'm very proud that you've been listening to the podcast. Is that it? Or do you watch the clips on YouTube?
I've always seen, you know, little clips here and there, but I saw the documentary back in 2012.
Right.
And that's how I just like became like a diehard fan of Conan. And then I watched the show while I was in New York for a few months. And then just the clips and the podcast and everything I can get my hands on.
Well, Ohania, very nice. What's your full name, Ohania?
Maria Eugenia.
Maria Ohania. Okay. So Ohania is your last name.
No.
What's your
Maria
full name?
Maria Eugenia Sinkovich Falco.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Maria Eugenia Sinkovich Falco. I must find
it. Oh my God.
Right?
Never thought I would hear those words come out of your mouth.
Well, me neither, frankly.
Frankly, there was never a reason for it to happen before today.
Yeah, exactly. That's not a sentence that comes out much. Well, very nice, very nice talking to you. And yes, we got to get some color. We got to get some color in that house and
yes.
And then we got to hit the clubs. Okay.
Yes. Come to Argentina. Now that we're best friends.
Well, best friends. I got to make a few calls, but yes, you're very close to best. We'll see what happens. We'll see how it goes in the clubs.
You have to call Tim Oliphant and tell him I took his place.
You just made Tim Oliphant very happy. That guy loves a shout out. Okay. Ohania, thank you very much and have a lovely day, night, whatever's happening where you are.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful
bye-bye
day. Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.